Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited. I am excited, truly excited. I wish you could see my face right now. I am smiling from ear to ear, because God is so good. Let me tell you, and I'm going to explain what you just heard in the Joyful Jam session in just a few minutes. But let me tell you, last week I had the opportunity to attend a very, very anointed Christian conference called the Proverbs 13:22 Experience. And if you don't know what Proverbs 13:22 states, basically it states how we should leave an inheritance for generations to come. Okay, we shall leave an inheritance for generations to come. And that conference just blessed my soul so much. I came back, I was explaining to people about the conference. And let me tell you, I was just like, I was telling one friend about the conference, and I was like, girl, I am literally on fire for God. On fire for God. Even if, like, I know y'all probably think, you always on fire for God. Or yes, but let me tell you, it has gone up a couple of notches. The flames have definitely gone up a couple of degrees of heat. Come on, because I am on fire for God. And I also told her, I said, I'm on ready, set, serve the people of God. I'm on ready, set, serve the people of God. I want somebody to say in the chat, if you're able to get in the chat, I am on ready, set, serve. I am on ready, set, serve. Because wherever you're at in your career, wherever you're at in your business, wherever you're at in just life in general, you should always have a spirit of serving. And let me tell you that my spirit of serving has definitely gone up a notch, and I'm just excited in this season and beyond to serve the people of God, despite what it may look like in my bank account, despite how I may feel about, you know, my gifts right now, whether or not they are matured enough to be used. I know that when I lean on God, God is going to literally use me. God is going to use you. Come on. God is going to use you and push you to the next level. Push you to the next level. It's not you pushing yourself to the next level, but it is God pushing you to the next level. So we say thank you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for pushing us and giving us all that we need in order to thrive at the next level. Even if we feel like we're not ready, even if we feel like, oh, I may not have what it takes right now, but I rebuke those negative thoughts right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, go forth. I end the prayer call each Monday with go forth and conquer. And that isn't by coincidence. I'm not just saying go forth and conquer in your own strength, but go forth and conquer, and let the Holy Spirit, let God really move through you to do what it is that you have been called to do in this earthly realm. My God. Yes, I am on fire for God. Listen. Yes, I see y'all saying I'm on ready, set, serve. I'm on ready, set, serve. Let that be a declaration over your life this morning. Let that be a declaration over your career this morning. Let that be a declaration over your business this morning. And let that be a declaration for your family, for relationships to come in the future. You are on ready, set, serve. Woo! All right, y'all. Woo, I had to get that out. I was like, my God. Because the Lord is good. So wherever you're at right now, just give God a hand clap of praise, because he is worthy. He is forever worthy. My God, he has done so much for us. I mean, I can't even, like, when I think about that phrase, thank you, Lord, you have done so much for us. It's true. I'm not just out here saying it. It's true. So just think how far the Lord has brought you to this very point. We thank God for the transformations that are happening now. We thank God for the mindset shifts that are happening now in our businesses, in our finances, in our career journeys. We thank God for what he is doing for us in the future. And we thank God for what he is doing now. Let's just be clear. We want to thank God for what he's doing in this present moment and always coming to our rescue, whatever it is that we may be going through. He is always going to come and lift us out of what we may call a pit of despair. But let me tell you, when God lifts you up out of the pit of despair, you're going to have a testimony. And I just pray that you do share your testimony, because it's going to impact someone that you meet. It's going to impact some family member. It's going to impact a coworker or what have you. It's going to be impactful in this world. Please know that your testimony matters. I don't know who that was for, because that wasn't even in my notes or whatever I was planning to say. Your testimony matters. Just know that your testimony matters. All right, y'all, let's get into it. It's this week, honest, and can I just share with y'all, this week is a big week for me, for a business-wise, a big week for me, and everything that I have going on. And so as I was reflecting and praying about how this week is going to go, and y'all, please keep me in y'all prayers. And reflecting on how this week was going to go, I was just thinking, the Lord downloaded in my spirit as I was just reflecting on a lot of various different things. And the Lord brought me to the book of Job. If you don't know Job's story, oh Lord, it's a sad story, but it's also a victorious story. It's a sad story, but it's also a victorious story. So in the book of Job, that's what we're going to this morning. We're just going to go straight to the book of Job, specifically Job 42:12. Job 42:12. And what made me really, what caused God to really download this scripture in me is because I believe that some of us on this call, even me included, think that just because we only have a few days left in the year of 2024, that, or in general, just a few days left before the new year, or a few days left before, you know, we may take our Christmas breaks, you're like, oh, this goal or whatever that I had, it just can't get done. It just can't get done. Or you may be thinking, oh, I'm too old to execute on some of these things or what have you. And I just wanted to come back and remind you that your latter days will be greater than your former days. Your latter days means recent days, your upcoming days and all those things. If you did not know, but it says, your latter days will be greater than your former days. In Job 42, verse 12, specifically states, now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. So despite where you may have started, at the beginning of this year, despite where your career was at the beginning of this year, where, you know, your mind was, despite where it was at, it's going to be greater. The latter days, your upcoming days, the days ahead are going to be better. Okay. The days ahead are going to be better. And so, I sat with this scripture. I said, God, in order for us to truly believe this about ourselves, that our latter days or the days ahead are going to be better than the former days, in order to believe this, we must take the limits off of God. We must take the limits off of God. And so one thing that I share in my career coaching community, professional development community, Career Chasers, is career commandments. And those are basically authoritative instructives that one must follow in order to really command their careers, right? Command their careers. And so this one that I want to share with you is, thou shalt take the limits off of God. Thou shalt take the limits off of God. And so when we think about limits, right, as soon as the Lord shared, take the limits off of him and everything that we got going on, take the limits off of him. I'm just going to say it again because I can't say it enough. So I need, look, put it in the chat. Just declare it right now. I'm going to take the limits off of God in my career. I'm going to take the limits off of God in my business. I'm going to take the limits off of God when it comes to my finances. I'm going to take the limits off of God when it comes to my health. I'm going to take the limits off of God. And so essentially, when the Lord said, take the limits off of me, that's what we have to do in order to believe that your latter days are greater than your former days. And he gave me this example of the speed limits. Ooh, some of y'all follow them, some of y'all don't. Let's just be real, right? Because we're going to keep it 100 this morning. And so it says, he gave it to me like this, and I'm going to try my best to lay out the vision, right? He said, you know how we have speed limits on the highways. We drive on, or someone drives us on. So we have speed limits. And he said it could be, oh, drive 55 or the speed limit. If you go over, you know, you might get stopped by the police. If you go under, the cars may speed past you, but it may feel like a speed, but it's really not. You're just going slow. But essentially, the road has speed limits, right? And then the reason why we have these speed limits is for safety purposes. And so imagine God on the same highway, but God don't have no limit. God don't have no limit. So God, meaning God goes as fast as he wants to. He is going in his own time. He is going in his own speed. And what we have to trust is that God has us in the car with him, and he is sheltering us. He is comforting us. He is covering us. And he is going and doing all the things that we may be either praying for or showing us the direction. He's showing us the direction we should be going in. And he don't have no limits. Listen, on his highway, on God's highway, it could be so many detours. And y'all know, if y'all have lived life and you experienced life, you know life has thrown us a lot of detours. We may be thinking we going this way, but God said, you got to go this way. So on God's highway, there is no limits. There is no limits. But let me tell you, his highway, his plan for us is always the best plan for us, period, right? Period. So I'll get in God's car anytime, any day, right? And so essentially, we got to take the limits off God, period. And so when you take the limits off God, I want to go over that, go over a few things with you, because he downloaded a few things in my spirit. And it kind of aligns with the songs that we heard in the jam session. The first song we heard in the jam session was called Amen. And so when you take the limits off of God, when you take the limits off of God, number one, and this is in no particular order, you come into agreement with what God's plan over your life is for you. You come into agreement with what God has for you by simply saying amen. Amen. Amen is literally an agreement with God. It's the amen. We typically say that after prayer, and we say it sometimes, you know, we just say it, but really what we're doing is coming into agreement for what we have prayed about, coming to agreement and saying, God, listen, I know I've prayed these things. I know I've asked these things of you, but I really want to come into agreement right now for what you have over my life. And I ask that you reveal to me what it is that you have for me. And simply all you need to say is, God, I come into agreement for your will over my life. Okay. So that's one thing you do when you take the limits off of God. Next is you believe that God is truly shining his light on you. He is truly shining his light on you. One thing in the song that I played this morning called Up, Up, Up by Anthony Brown in group therapy is that he was saying that God is truly shining his light on him. And so when you take the limits off of God, you want to truly believe that God is shining his light on you and through you as you execute on what he's called you to do in your career, your business, or just in life in general. And so basically, my friends, basically believe, you got to believe that God can use you regardless of your past or what may have occurred that may be causing you hesitation to move. I'm going to say that last part. So basically, you want to believe that God can use you regardless of your past or what may have occurred that may be causing you hesitation to move. So whatever is causing you hesitation to remove, God, we cancel those thoughts. We come against fear right now in Jesus' name. And we cast it out so far to never be picked up again. Amen. Look, we coming into agreement with that, right? And so the next thing, when you take the limits off God, you are really expecting the great. You are expecting great. So there is so much power in expectation. When you expect God to move on your behalf, you expect God or expect the seeds that you have planted to grow. You expect an Ephesians 3:20 over your life. And if you don't know what Ephesians 3:20 is, that is the scripture you probably heard time and time again that states, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think or imagine, according to the power that works within us. And if you are not clear about the power that works within us, the Lord has put the power, the same power that resurrected our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ within us. And that is such good news. And this powerful verse reminds us that God's ability far surpasses our expectations. It aligns beautifully with the theme of greater days ahead, as it emphasizes that God can bring blessings and outcomes far greater, far greater than we could ever imagine or hope for through his mighty power at work within us. It's a promise of abundance, a promise of restoration and transformation beyond human limitations. Beyond human limitations. So when we take the limits off of God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible to come. Anything that you may be thinking of right now, you could be like, I don't know about that. But God know about that. God know about that. So I encourage you to speak to God about the things that you claim, I don't know about that, or the things that may be causing you to hesitate to move, or the things that your faith ain't there yet, meaning You ain't activated that crazy faith, which is the last thing I wanted to share with you all this morning. When you take the limits off God, you activated crazy faith, crazy faith, crazy faith. And let me remind you, the word faith, faith simply means it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So even if you have not seen it yet, even if you have not dreamed it yet, even if God has not revealed it to you, you know you have the faith. Just increase your faith that God will come through for you. Increase your faith that God is doing a new thing within you. Increase your faith knowing that God can use you, even the parts of you that you may not be so proud of. Woo! But God can make it a new thing. He can whip it up and stir it up real good and turn it in our favor and turn it into our favor. So that is basically what I wanted to share with you all this morning. Bottom line, take the limits off of God. It is not too late for you to meet a goal or whatever you got going on in your life. It's not too late for you. It certainly is not too late for God to move, point blank, period. God can move. Like I said, God moves in his own timing. There's no limits on him. No limits. So take the limits off of God. All right, so let's get into this good word of prayer this morning. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. I thank you for constantly covering us, God, constantly being there in the midst of everything that we have going on, God. Remind us that you are there, despite how dark it may get in our maybe in our career journeys, just in life in general, or in our businesses, God. Please understand, please let us know that you are there with us. You are shining the light, God. You are shining the light in the midst of darkness. So God, we thank you for constantly covering us. We thank you for protecting us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God. We thank you for surrounding us. We thank you for dispatching your angels to surround us in every vehicle that we may be riding in this morning or wherever we're going this work week, Lord. We thank you for safe traveling mercies as we enter into this Christmas holiday, God. We thank you for constantly covering our bodies, covering our families, God. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you for letting us be reminded that there is no limit on you, Lord, and how much you can do for us and what we are believing in you for, God. Please let us know that you can come, that you can do anything. And God, keep in mind an Ephesians 3:20 over our life, which states, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the gifts within us. We ask that you stir those gifts up, Lord, and reveal them to us as we continue to move, put one foot in front of the other, Lord, as we continue to execute on what it is that you have called us to do. Let us understand that our work is not in vain, especially if you have called us to it. Your word even says that, God, that the work that we do for you is never in vain. So God, we thank you. We thank you for the victory that we're going to experience. We thank you for allowing us to come directly to you about the issues of our heart, God. Oh, yes, God, we thank you. We love on you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and your favor all over our lives, each and every day. And God, we just thank you. And we ask that you give us the courage to truly activate a crazy faith on what it is that you need us to do in this earthly realm. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next week.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.